Plural marriage, which is better known as polygamy, is illegal in the U.S. However, there are still those who have more than one spouse. For some, this practice is religious. For others, it is culture-based. Alina Darger has one husband and two sister wives. She is the founder of Cherish Families, an organization that focuses on helping domestic abuse and sexual assault victims in a plural marriage context. She says there are a lot of assumptions about her and others who are in a plural marriage.
I've been asked a couple of times in my life how I escaped polygamy or questions about my prophet Warren Jeffs, which I never met him. I didn't know anything about him.
Darger is part of the group of independents that practice plural marriage because of religious reasons, but don't belong to any specific church. Each group and family has varying beliefs that range from fairly modern lives like Darger's to more conservative lives and dress that you might see in someone who's part of the FLDS group, which was led by Warren Jeffs. Because of the stigma surrounding plural marriage and various raids targeting this population, Darger says many people don't get help when they need it.
A lot of times it's marriage counseling. Okay, Google, find me marriage counseling for quads. How do you do that? How do you find that? And I've had a lot of people that I've worked with say they ended up giving therapy to the therapist. And so it really is like getting people educated and trained that are providing services on what some of those barriers are, and so that the person sitting in front of them can receive services and not be re-traumatized.
Not knowing where to get resources safely can be isolating, says Darger. Turner Bitten sees this often. He's executive director of the Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
The thing that we always get when we're talking about sexual violence is we hear phraseology like, this is a crime of passion, it just happens, it's a sex crime. And the reality is it's not. It's a crime of power and control, in that perpetrators engage in a very deliberate, thoughtful, and intentional process where they probe for vulnerabilities and they target specific victims. Thereby, sexual violence is not a crime of sex. It's a crime of power and control. Systems where there is unchecked power, unchecked control by one person over another are the breeding ground for sexual violence.
I think some of the things about really supporting people from polygamous communities, whether they're leaving, whether they're staying, whether they've experienced abuse or not, is to understand the diversity that exists and really see them as a person sitting in front of you. Focus on the issue at hand. If somebody's sitting in front of you because they've experienced sexual assault or domestic violence, focus on that. And then be really great about being okay that you may not know, and ask them questions, and then assure confidentiality really helps if they can feel like that they can trust you.
That was Alina Darger presenting on sexual violence in the context of plural marriage with the Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The coalition has regular workshops focusing on different aspects of sexual assault. The next event will focus on addressing the needs of victims in Davis County. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.